Good morning. This is Kerry Meldon with Meldon Law. We're here at Law Talk Live, a radio show that's been servicing North Central Florida for almost 20 years. And we're here, Jeffrey Meldon, the founder and inventor of Law Talk Live. I guess you're the one that started the show almost 20 years ago, is in the studio along with me, and we'll be discussing some fun topics this morning. So we're really excited. We've got some cool things planned out to talk about this show. And as always, it is a live call-in show, so you can give us a call. Our number is 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-9825. Sorry, 1-877-975-9825. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Jeffrey, before we go into the legal topics of the day is the Gators are playing Kentucky. I know you're always really excited about the games, and we spend in the fall at least half the show talking about the Gators, generally speaking.
As it should be.
That's how Jeff. So and as the proud partner of the Florida Gators, I want you to tell me a little bit about what's going on tonight.
So Kentucky lost to us 30 some years in a row. However, in the last 4 years, they've beaten us twice. Once in Kentucky last year, and I think it was 2017, they beat us in Gainesville. So this is a significant game. They're not the patsy pushover that they used to be. They have a terrific quarterback. They are missing some of their running backs, and I understand they may be going down to their fourth or fifth running backs. So we'll see where the running game happens. It actually adds a lot to the interest of the game as far as if they have to go air, how do the Gators adjust? But I guess it always helps the defense if the offense's strength is in only passing versus passing and running.
So for the listeners out there who may not be following the Gators closely, the Florida Gators football team is playing University of Kentucky football team tonight at 7 p.m. in the Swamp up here in Gainesville, Florida. Kentucky is ranked number 20 in the nation, and the Gators are ranked number 12 in the AP poll in the nation. So it's a game between two ranked teams, and right now the Gators are favorites by almost a touchdown, despite the fact that Kentucky won last year, and Kentucky has a very experienced quarterback named Will Levis, who is he's one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the SEC this year. So for those listeners out there who may say, well, Kentucky is a basketball school, it's going to be an easy game and that the Gators don't need to worry, I would caution yourselves, it's going to be a difficult game tonight, and there's going to be momentum shifts, and it's going to be really a situation where Florida has to depend on, I think it's run game, on controlling the clock, and hopefully the crowd will help pull them through.
Yeah, last week was awesome, man. That Utah game, the crowd was phenomenal. The largest opening day crowd in Florida history. I think it was 90,799. And it was really an amazing event. I mean, just to be, it was a tough, tight game the whole way. And then we had the, miracle happened when we had an interception for the last play of the game.
Great. It was a great defensive play. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what FanFest is and how Meldon Law is involved with FanFest? What is FanFest?
The major sponsors of the Gators all get an opportunity to put together what you would call outdoor booths in front of the basketball arena. And we give away stuff. It's really cool. At our Meldon Law Fan Fest, we have a big wheel of fortune. Everyone wins a prize. And some of the prizes are awesome, man. Our Meldon Law Gator mugs are terrific. They're like Yeti tumblers.
Are we giving those out? Because I don't know if people can take them into the game. Do we do the
top? Oh, that's a good, I'm not sure if we
do. But if you want one, you can give us a call at our office and we'll send you one if you want to join our newsletter.
Man, that's the most popular item we have.
But regardless, the Fan Fest is right between the O-Dome and the football stadium. There is a big tent. You can't miss it. It's going to say Meldon Law. And as Jeffrey said, there's going to be a huge wheel. And whether you're an adult or a child, you could spin this wheel. And no matter what, you win a gift. And some of these gifts are actually really cool. They could be rally towels. There's clear purses that you could bring things into the stadium so you can actually get into the stadium without having to, I think it's a fanny pack that you could bring in.
Great gator hats.
Great gator hats. We have visors. We're going to have koozies that you can use for your beverages, whether they're sodas or adult beverages. So there's a lot of great stuff that you have over there. You just have to, and it's free to spin. You just have to wait in line and spin, and you'll automatically win a prize. So we're really excited about FanFest this week. We'll have it right between the O-Dome and the football stadium, so you can't miss it.
It's right on Gale Lemoran Drive in front of the basketball arena, Gate 1.
So this week we had a topic that, as always, we are a legal consumer radio show, meaning that we're here to try to inform you on legal issues. This week's topic was, can I get fired from my job over something I post on social media? Now, I have a really special lawyer that's lined up a guest speaker that wants to talk about this subject. She couldn't make it today, so I'm going to pause this subject until a subsequent week, because I really want to get the expert in here to answer that question, because it involves a lot of different issues. First Amendment rights. It also involves, obviously employer employment rights. So I don't want to get into it because I want to give her an opportunity to discuss it. So this week, I kind of want to shift our focus to what Jeffrey and I were doing in the past 2 days up in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back from our first break.
Thanks, and we'll see you in a few minutes on Law Talk Live. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community with programs like Law Talk Live on the Sky every Saturday at 10:30. You can also join our podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and 37 other audio platforms. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
Okay, this is Kerry Meldon, a lawyer and partner with Meldon Law. I'm here with the founder, Jeffrey Meldon, also my father. As always, we are a live call-in show, so if you want to give us a call, our number is 1-877-975-9825. You can ask us about any array of legal topics, any issues that you may be having, whether it's a neighbor building a fence on your property, or perhaps a neighbor being too loud. What are your rights? What can you do? There's always something going on where people are dealing with issues, and I always get questions, and so this is our public opportunity to answer those questions. Once again, this is Kerry Meldon along with Jeffrey Meldon, and the number to call in here is 1-877-975-9825. So as we went to a break, I was kind of cueing in the audience about our recent trip to Atlanta, where we were able to meet with a mastermind group of about 25 to 30 lawyers that are all extremely successful, and they're all located in different places around the nation. And what we do is for 2 days from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., we sit there and we mastermind and we talk about how to maximize the client's experience and get the best results for our clients. Because at the end of the day, if you're not getting the clients the best results, your law firm will not last. I promise you that. The reason that Meldon Law has been around for 50 years, which is longer than our friends anywhere else in the big advertising firms in Florida, I don't think they've been around anywhere as long, is because we do what we say, and we say what we do. So, that's really important, is to have that credibility. We don't overpromise. Jeffrey has always taught me from day one, it's better to underpromise and overdeliver. even if it costs you clients because other people are promising better things. You can't do that. You got to be a man of your word, and that's what we can assure you. So with that being said, Jeffrey, you want to talk a little bit about this Mastermind Conference and what you got out of it the last 2 days?
So we go up to Atlanta every 3 months for a conference with a group called CRISP, and there's probably 35 different law firms from around the United States that are CRISP X members, which is the highest level. And we deep dive into how to create, number one, the best client experience when handling a personal injury case. It's very, very complex, believe me, because from the time the person calls or contacts us online, a whole system has to evolve. And it doesn't happen well without thoughtful planning ahead of time. So for 2 days, we're sitting there and gaining great ideas about how to improve our law firm. It's an active participation. So we start by hearing a presentation for 15, 20, 30 minutes. Then we have to take the information we gained in that presentation and do outlines ourselves for the next 15, 20 minutes, and then wind up sitting around with a small group, usually about four lawyers, and share what we came up with as far as our solutions to different challenges that we've had and how to make our law firms better. And by making our law firms better, representing our clients better. First of all, it's probably the most intensive law firm training program in the country, and Carrie.
Well,
and
at least that we've experienced.
At least, now Carrie was in Houston for a great trial lawyers seminar. They're different. One is it teaches you the skills to try a case. The other is focused more on the skills as far as running a law firm.
Right. I think the difference between maybe this conference, and I don't know. I mean, I've only been to a few conferences, so I can't speak for other ones. But I would like to think the unique selling proposition of what we're doing is that it's all based upon how do you provide clients the best results. And you kind of start there, and then you work backwards. Okay, so how do you get clients the best results? Well, you get clients the best results by, number one, hiring employees that care about the clients, and number two, are intelligent. They're good at what they do. So you have to pay a little bit more for the better employees that can help get the better results. And then you go back from there. So how do you get the best employees? How do you get the A-plus employees that are going to help the clients? The way you do that is by creating a culture that rewards employees. We view them as team members more so than a employer-employee relationship, that we all work together to do whatever's best for the client. That's why we try to adhere to our core values and our vision and our mission statements. And then, of course, it always starts at who's the pirate, the head of the ship. I call it the pirate, right? The pirate captain. That's Jeffrey. And Jeffrey, for 50 years, has been leading this law firm. And I will tell you, we've had employees that have been there for 41 years, for 26 years. How long has Barbara been there?
17 years.
17 years. We've got probably a handful more that are almost a decade. They've been there for almost a decade. So we like to think that we have long-term employees because, we have a culture that is designed to reward people and to make them feel like they're part of a family. And so we're always striving. But, that being said, we're always striving to get better. We're going to be doing new things within our office all the time to try to make the client experience better, because at the end of the day, if the clients don't have a great experience, then why are we doing what we're doing?
So one of the most important things to realize is, first of all, if you're in a serious crash and you call Meldon Law, we are striving to make the experience from the first call, the first time you call and someone answers the phone, all the way through, handing you a check at the end of the case and even staying in contact after that, to make that whole experience. There's probably 50 different moving parts that are going on in order to get a good result. Folks don't realize all the time how how much goes on in order to work on a case and get a successful result. However, we do know that if you have the intention of creating a top-notch experience, and, you know, it's funny, Kerry, some of the examples of companies that really have terrific customer experience included Apple, and they compared Apple to IBM, and the per employee, Apple employees generate 10 times the revenue of an IBM employee. So that's a pretty intense thought that both are, you know, well-recognized, top-notch companies, but one is very much more efficient. And I think Apple has a reputation for great customer service.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You know, some of the things that we forget about is that whatever we do, someone's done before. You know, none of us have invented the wheel. So why not learn from all of these other stories? And what we really try to do at these conferences is to pick the things that apply to our clients and our field of practice. Because one of the cool things about these seminars is not everyone practices the same type of law as us. It's everyone has their own kind of niche of law, so you can learn, you know, how they approach their organization and what they're doing, and then you can compare it to your own.
Yeah, it's really fun too, because Kerry and I have been, we were the in the inaugural class for Chris Beck's, and that was almost 4 years ago now. It'll be in November, it'll be 4 years. Mm-hmm. And Kerry and I have been going up to these conferences, and it's amazing how much you learn from other law firms. And the great thing is most of the other law firms are pretty good sized firms doing, you know, these are very successful people already who realize that they can do it better.
Right. I think that's the lesson we want to provide to the audience out there, is that no matter how much you think you know, you have to continue to strive to learn and be open to new ideas. And Jeffrey just celebrated his birthday, and he's still as open as ever to new ideas and getting better.
Yes. Okay. Anyhow, we're going to take a 60-second break, and we'll be back on Law Talk Live. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down. Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live. So we're all excited. We're here. Let me give you the phone number again. I'd love to hear from some of our listeners. 877-975-9825. Give us a call. Any topic is fair game. We're very, very excited about the possibility of the Gators winning the game tonight against Kentucky. That would make us 2-0. I think it would be a great start to the Billy Napier era. Kerry and I were fortunate enough to go hang out with Coach Napier a week ago Monday before the Utah game. And I make fun about it. I say, yeah, we went in and spent 15 minutes with the coach in his office to give him some secrets on how to beat Utah. And it worked.
See?
Yeah, Greg.
So what odds are you putting on today's game, Jeffrey?
Well, so the Gators should win this game 2 out of 3 times.
Okay.
However, that means that Kentucky might win it 1 out of 3 times. So,
But is today the day?
Today's the day. So look, it's a huge game. There's tons of people in town. It's the first SEC game under the Billy Napier era, and that's pretty significant. So we're very excited about the fact that Gator sports are back. I mean, we've got a new football coach. We got a new basketball coach, Todd Golden, who's recruited some incredible talent. You know, the most fun is going to these sporting events and seeing good quality talent, great matches. Right now, Meldon Law, for example, if you go to our Facebook page, we're giving away tickets to women's volleyball. I mean, our volleyball team is always in the top 10 in the country, and they're a terrific team. Mary Wise has been leading the team as a coach for over 30 years, does an amazing job. One of the things we're trying to do as the official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators is to give away a bunch of tickets and get people coming to the games and make people aware that, I mean, football is huge, obviously, and football dry. So, Greg, I think the budget is close to $150 million a year to run our athletic program.
That is amazing. That is an amazing amount of money. But I think people, you're right. I think football sometimes overshadows everything, and people are missing out. And I think it's great that you and the firm are supporting all these other sports to make sure people, hey, there's a lot going on in our community, and you guys are at the heart of it.
It's great. Like, for example, we built this new baseball stadium.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, what an experience. And it's like folks in north central Florida, Ocala, Gainesville, Lake City, wherever you live, the ball games will start, I think, January, February, the season starts. And the Gators will be ranked in the top five in the country. Mm-hmm. We've got the best. So this year, Greg, we've got an incredible pitching staff. Last year, Barco got injured, and we, you know, but the pitchers who were freshmen last year mm-hmm. now are experienced, and they've really stepped it up. We've got some great transfers in, and it's going to be an amazing season for Gator baseball. Gator basketball, I can't wait to see the new players that we've gotten, both recruits and transfers. This whole transfer portal opens up the opportunity to radically improve your team mm-hmm. in 1 year.
Well, it's all about building. I mean, again, you've got a plateau, but you can get some fresh blood in there. You get some new players. You got a lot of momentum going. It can be an exciting season.
Yeah, yeah. So right now, our focus is on the Gators playing Kentucky at 7 p.m. This evening. There may be some rain this afternoon. However, by kickoff time around 7 o'clock, there's a good chance it's going to be clear. And in all kinds of weather, we all stick together. So that may apply mm-hmm. today because the weather may be challenging.
Well, we may get some heavy stuff early afternoon, but then we get a little bit of a break. And at least by kickoff, the percentages are dropping. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The percentages are dropping as we get closer to kickoff. So whether you're going to the game, just come and tailgate. So you can come and hang out. Meldon Law is doing what we call a fan fest, giving away free swag right outside the O Dome, right in front of the O Dome between the basketball arena and the football stadium. Right on Gail Lemoran Drive, and come over. It's really fun, too. There's a lot of energy. We have a lot of the team members from Meldon Law are there, and we always try to take care of our friends and make sure that our loyal Gator fans are given some Meldon Law swag and, more importantly, Gator swag.
Well, there may not be a free lunch, as they say, but there is free stuff from Meldon Law.
We love that. So anyhow, come and join us. Some other things going on at Meldon Law. You know, we are celebrating our 20th year on the sky. And we started in September of 2002. So that's 20 years ago.
You were 11 when you started on the station?
I was 11.
Okay.
Somehow we need to figure out the date, because mm-hmm. you can't have an anniversary celebration without having the date.
Well, you can do like millennials do these days. They claim a birthday month.
Oh,
so
okay.
Just take September.
Okay. Happy birthday.
There you go. Happy anniversary, Meldon.
Happy anniversary. So anyhow, one of the goals of Meldon Law is to help folks in the event of a serious crash. One of the goals of Law Talk Live has been to talk about relevant topics for the folks in North Central Florida. And we've answered a ton of questions. We've had some great guests for interviews. And it's our intention to keep it up. I hear all the time from folks that have listened to the show regularly that they really enjoy our discussions and banter going back and forth. And I think that it's very significant. Greg, the most exciting thing is the Gator Band. Okay, I'm hoping last week the Gator Band did not get on the field. And I was wondering whether or not that was that it was they had only been back to school for 3 days. Maybe they didn't have time to practice their marching.
Gotcha. Because if you're not in step, you'll lose a lot. You know, that's an important part. So you got to have it together.
So so this week, I'm hoping that we see the Gator Band on the field. Mm-hmm. Last week, my first thought was maybe the field was too wet. However, the football players are going to tear it up a lot more than the band members, right?
Good point.
So anyhow, when you get to the game today, let's pay attention to the Gator Band. Of course, they play on the field right before every game, except last week. And we hope that they step it up. As you know, Meldon Law sponsors the Gator Band separately from the Gators, because what's a football game without a band, right?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, and there's nothing more fun than sitting in the field watching the band come out and play their great songs. And we have one of the best bands in the land here. I'm telling you, the Gator Band really works hard. They've got a dedicated practice field right on Gail Lemoran Drive, and it is a trip. So anyhow, we're getting ready to sign off on this edition of Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon with Meldon Law. If you ever have our services, just give us a call at 352-373-8000 or go to MeldonLaw.com. Anyhow, we're going to see you next week on Law Talk Live. And at the end of every show, we always say, go Gators!